I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Remember, little things are not small. George Washington's favorite saying was that many mickles make a muckle. It was an old Scottish proverb that illustrates a truth we all know. Things add up, even the little ones. The Stoics believed it was the little things that added up to virtue. How you treated someone, what your routine was like, the training you underwent, the rules you followed, what habits you cultivated. Day to day, practiced over a lifetime, this is what created greatness. This is what led to wisdom. Well-being is realized by small steps, Zeno would say, looking back on his life, but it is truly no small thing, which is why today and every day you need to think about those little things, because they are worth sweating. You need to create good habits. You need to stick to your rules. You can't make excuses to yourself by saying, oh, this doesn't matter, because it adds up, because it determines what you'll accomplish and what you won't. And most importantly, it determines who you are. This idea of habits, the power of habit, is something we talk a lot about here at Daily Stoic, which is why we created our Habits for Success, Habits for Happiness Challenge, which you can check out at dailystoic.com/habits. It's 6 weeks of Stoic-inspired habit formation and habit breaking. Great stuff in there. I highly recommend it. It's been really influential in my routine. dailystoic.com/habits. And of course, if you're a Daily Stoic Life member, dailystoiclife.com, you get all these challenges and more for free. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.